Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Have you been following your doctor's orders and limiting your intake of red meat? Well, if you're a meat lover, we have some nutrition news this morning that might make you regret all those steaks you didn't eat. WBUR's health and science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer explains.
Sometimes researchers begin a study expecting a certain outcome and end up with a different result. This is one of those studies. It was done by the Harvard School of Public Health to review the evidence that eating red meat can cause heart disease, strokes, and diabetes. The researchers looked over nearly 1,600 studies and were startled to find that even though the health risks of red meat seem well established, the evidence for that is actually mixed. Harvard researcher Dariush Mozafarian says that's not all.
More surprising, we found that all of the studies had either looked at total red meats or processed red meats, but very few of the studies had looked at unprocessed red meats separately.
Now, unprocessed red meats mean beef, lamb, or pork that hasn't been preserved with smoking, curing, salting, or chemical additives. Processed meats include bacon and hot dogs and sausage and most cold cuts. When the researchers did distinguish between the two, what they found seems to turn current nutritional advice on its head, Mozafarian says.
We found that processed meats were associated with higher risk of heart disease and diabetes, and that unprocessed red meats were not.
Take a second to let that sink in. They found unprocessed red meats are not associated with heart disease or diabetes. But the consequence of eating processed meats is dramatic. A 42% higher risk of heart disease and almost a 20% higher risk of diabetes. So what makes their health effects so different? It's not saturated fat and cholesterol. The researchers found those to be similar in both kinds of meat. But Mozafarian says there are two big distinctions.
Really what was different was salt, which was 400% higher in the processed meats, and nitrates and other preservatives, which were about 50% higher in the processed meats.
Salt, of course, is known to increase blood pressure, which can lead to heart disease. And nitrates and other preservatives are linked to both heart disease and diabetes. Mozafarian says this points the way for the food industry to make its products more healthy.
Maybe we should try to be making our processed meats with less salt and nitrates, and that'll minimize the health harms.
Until then, though, the researchers stress they didn't find that unprocessed red meat is good for you. It could cause other problems, says Renata Miha, the study's lead author.
Total meat intake has been associated with higher risk of some cancers, especially colorectal cancer.
Whereas alternatives to red meat, such as seafood and fresh produce, are known to have actual health benefits, she says.
People should not use this finding as an excuse or license to eat as much unprocessed red meat as they like, and they should be increasing intake in their diet of foods that have been shown to be protective, such as fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, and nuts.
So the researchers say one lesson of this study is that when eating any kind of red meat, as with so many things in life, moderation is key. And they say if we want to reduce the amount of preservatives in our foods, we'll have to go back to a time when you eat the food you buy within just a few days. And what we lose in shelf life, we may gain in good health. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
This new study on red meat was published online in the journal Circulation.